Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The headline this morning, Dow falls 200 points on fears the Fed will over-tighten. Let's talk more about your money with the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg. Credit card delinquencies still up, aren't they, David?
Yeah, credit card delinquencies are up, Bob, as well as car loan delinquencies have seen a 50% increase as well. So we are going into some tough economic times. Microsoft just laid off. Announced that they're going to lay off 10,000 people yesterday. Jamie Dimon of Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, predicts that the Fed fund rate, which is currently at 4.33, is going to be closer to 5, which means we have another probably 0.75 point increase ahead on the short-term rates that the Fed controls. So, it's a rosy picture to start 2023, Bob.
It's great, just like the weather.
But I can't tell you how many headlines I've seen that have words to the effect things are getting better and maybe the recession won't be as long or as extreme as people thought, and inflation numbers improving. What hope do you see in those reports?
Yeah, the only good thing is that inflation is only at quote unquote only at 6% instead of 8%, right? So that's a positive. The challenge is the Fed chair and all the governors want the Fed the inflation rate to be around 2%. So we've got a long way to go. I just don't know where all these employment numbers are coming from when you're starting to see huge flashes of layoffs with these gigantic companies, Goldman Sachs laid people off, Amazon. We just talked about Microsoft and all the Silicon Valley's been slashing employees. So it's got to catch up someplace. And the foreclosures are coming. It's like winter's coming with Games of Thrones. Foreclosures are coming. They're already here. And we're about 90 to 120 days away from those homeowners, those listeners who are having challenges.
We're getting evicted from their homes. I know I don't mean to be like Debbie Downer here, David Downer on a Thursday, but this is the world that we live in right now.
What is the state of the Chicago and suburban real estate market today?
Yeah, you're off a little bit. Prices are holding somewhat steady just due to, once again, lack of inventory. We haven't seen any type of major large tracts of homes being built here. I think Illinois was on one of the worst lists of home starts. I think it was Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Illinois, the top three for home starts per thousand, whereas we had like 1.5 home for every 1,000 persons out there. And then out in Utah, there were like 11 homes built for every 1,000 people out there. So the inventory stock in this area is still short, and it's still keeping prices relatively high. We haven't given back all the gains that we realized, that homeowners have realized during the pandemic. But what you're going to see is when those foreclosures hit, and I know I've been talking about it, and I'm a broken record here for the past year, when those foreclosures hit, there will be more inventory on the market, which will drive eventually prices to soften a little bit. But it's still a great time to buy a house, Bob, because you need to buy a house. You got to buy a house, get in the house, buy the house, rent the rate. You can always refinance in the future.
Talk a little bit about how buyers and sellers could save a little bit of money right now.
Yeah, we came out with the program Perks at Work last year that we introduced to corporations, small, medium, large. It was kind of slow on the uptake. I've known you a long time. You know that patience is not one of my strengths. So I've opened it up to everybody in the listening audience. If you're buying or selling a home, the program that we introduced to corporations, we're introducing it to the greater listening audience. If you're buying or selling a home, we've coordinated, teamed up with realtors who will give you up to 1% discount on closing costs. And then we're going to give a credit on all our closing costs. So if you're buying or selling a home, you can save thousands of dollars. With the hope is that the listeners then take it back to their HR departments, tell their HR departments,
and their owners of their companies what a great product this is and how much money they save. So then the HR department and the owners of the companies invite us in to roll it out to their other employees. Still a little reverse marketing here.
Just to end, Dave, on a positive note, initial filings for unemployment insurance have fallen to their lowest level since late June. The Labor Department reporting today, signaling to investors the labor market is resilient amid the slowing economy. So there is a little sunshine out there somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a little sunshine, and that's not what the Fed wants to see. I know it's counterintuitive, right? The Fed wants to see the jobless claims numbers go up, which is kind of crazy to think about it. A Harvard professor came out with a study yesterday that the Illinois economy is short over 3 million employees, right? You know, workers. We're short over 3 million workers just due to COVID, retirees, people passing away due to COVID. So the labor force is short 3 million people for employers to choose from. That's why you're seeing the jobs number the way you're seeing them.
And instead of Jamie Dimon being quoted everywhere and on CNBC Squawk Box, how about a little David Hochberg on that program, just for a little comic relief, if nothing else?
I'm up for it, right? I don't look as good as Jamie Dimon does in front of the camera, or run a multi-bazillion-dollar, international company. But how about a little David Hochberg out there, TV? TV. I can throw a suit on. Probably be wearing shorts underneath it, but I can throw a coat, jacket, and a tie on. Look pretty, kind of pretty, somewhat pretty, and somewhat intelligent.
Meantime, we'll settle for you on the radio after House Smarts Radio. What's coming up on Saturday, Dave?
We got a show with I'm having a blank here. We've got Dave Schluter's coming on, real estate attorney Dave Schluter. And we've got a gentleman to talk about how experienced homeowners, not even homeowners, anybody greater than 62, this is very important, Ken. If you're having credit card challenges, I've got a guy coming on, Don Liebsker, from a credit counseling agency that helps our listeners over 62 who are having financial challenges and having economic challenges but are loaded with credit card debt. Get out of that credit card debt due to fair housing, fair credit laws. So Donnie's going to come on. It's going to be a great show Saturday after House Smarts and Lou ends. We pick it up and carry the baton until 1.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending, Team Hochberg, Homeside Financial. Thanks, David. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Talk to you later, buddy.